What's up, man? All right, guys, today's quick video is titled The View from my Surprisingly Upscale Cartagena Apartment. So I'm in a decent neighborhood here in Cartagena. I'm on the 7th level. I got a seaside view from my apartment, which I'm gonna show you in a couple of minutes. Surprisingly, the apartment is rather upscale, and for $30 a day, especially here in Cartagena, that's a good deal. So as you guys can see, I got a seaside resort, a seaside view. We're looking at the cargo area. We're looking at the harbor. This is where a lot of stuff comes into Cartagena, and at the same time goes out from Colombia. As you guys can see, there's a ship going out with cargo from Colombia. If you go due north, you probably end up hitting Florida. So I just wanted to give you the view from here, guys. Cartagena is relatively flat. Well, when I say relatively flat, I mean it doesn't have like mountains going up several thousand feet. So I just wanted to give you a view of Cartagena, let you see how the city looks like. Obviously, guys, this is just a glimpse of Cartagena. It's not the entire city. The airplanes, I'm surprised one hasn't come in by now, but normally the planes, they come in from over there when they're landing, right? When the planes land, they come in from over there. The airport is actually over there, guys. The airport is over there, but the planes, they come in like this. They go over my apartment, and then they make like a parallel circle, or they make a perpendicular turn, and then they go land at the airport. So kind of like LAX, they take off from the ocean, but they land from the inland. So even though the plane might be coming in from Florida, which is that way, they're not gonna land directly at the airport. They're gonna go over us inland and then make a turn and then land at the airport. And if the plane is taking off going to Medellin, which is behind us, they'll still go out into the ocean, make that U-turn, and then continue to Medellin, which is inland right behind us. I'm surprised a plane hasn't come into view yet. They usually come in every half hour, 45 minutes. So let me give you the tour of my apartment. And before I give you the tour, no, see, baby, cover up, Pura. I want her to cover up a little bit. Marijuana, baby?
Yes.
Yeah, she loves her marijuana. She got her phone, which I got her. Hopefully she doesn't lose this one. I got her an iPhone, piece of shit. I got her a piece of shit iPhone for like $100. Someone stole it from her. Hopefully nobody steals this piece of shit Android from her, which also cost me $100. So let me give you a tour of my apartment. If a plane comes in, I'll be able to hear it. All right, guys, so this is my apartment over here. It's a $30 a night apartment, which is surprisingly cheap. I thought this was gonna be a cheap piece of shit apartment. You got TV, you got Netflix, you got Amazon over here. If you wanted to watch Amazon, I have an Amazon account. The kitchen is rather nice. There's an oven in here. I'll put my pizza in it tonight. So I got pizza, by the way, guys. They over here, they got a washing machine here too, man. That's not bad. Shit, they got a washing machine. Very few places in Colombia
Very few Airbnbs in Colombia actually have a washing machine. You know what? And they have stuff already for it? Oh, damn, dudes. What the hell is that? I don't think that's stuff for the washing machine. You know what? I'm actually gonna wash my clothes here rather than wash them in the sink like some sort of third world poverty stricken idiot. So, has a oven. Honestly, guys, this Airbnb is effing perfect. Got my desk over here. Shit like that. Has some nice paintings, looks like it's somewhere in Europe. It has two bedrooms, two baths. Small TV in here. Let's see what that business card says on it.
How, what are you waiting?
No, that's some hamburgerisa place. They love their hamburgerisas here. Let's see what they have in here, guys. Not bad. For $30 a night, like I have to admit, this is the best place in Cartagena I've seen. Oh, they got, well, that's not mine. I don't know who that belongs to. I got my own toothbrush. I don't want to use somebody else's shit. I ain't that desperate. No. No, perra. No. No. This is a bathroom over here. Where's the lights on this motherfucker? I mean, I have to admit, guys, for $30 a night, this is not bad. This is a two bedroom, two bath for $30. Where's the thing at? Oh, there it is. It's out here. You can't throw toilet paper because their sewage system doesn't handle it, okay? That's my girl and her marijuana. She has to move all that shit before we get the hell out of here. This over here is the master bedroom where I get my freak on with my girl and Yogi Ob's mom if she decides to stop by. We got a TV. This TV doesn't have Amazon, it has like Netflix, but that's fine. I don't have Netflix, I got Amazon because I got Amazon Prime. Air condition. Again, guys, you have a view of the harbor from here. I have to admit, guys, I've been coming to Cartagena for over 2 years. Honestly, this is probably one of the best apartments I've ever seen in all of Colombia. And again, for $30 a night, man, you can't go wrong. The bathroom over here. All this stuff is from America. Like what I've said before, guys, you're gonna pay an extra 50% minimum. The stuff that we take it for granted in America. See, this in America is like $4 or $5. Here, assuming you find it, at least $10. This, you know, the black people love stealing this shit from Walmart. It's like $8. You're not gonna find that shit here. It's too good for Colombia. See, this is what happens when tariffs kick in, you know. Just again, because of tariffs, this cost $4 in America. When tariffs kick in, that's gonna be $10, you know. So tariffs is a tax. So I get all my shit from America. If you're smart, you'd stock up on the simple stuff like this before Donald Trump makes stuff go up, you know, 200%. So, yeah, guys, this is a bedroom over here, AC over here. You guys need AC in Cartagena. Like, there is no cold period in Cartagena. You can come here in the dead of December, it's still gonna be hot, okay, guys? You're always gonna need AC in your room, okay? If you're ever in Cartagena and you see a room that's cheap, but it doesn't have AC, fuck that shit. You gotta have AC, dudes. You gotta have AC. Baby, Amazon Prime. Watch some Amazon Prime with my girl. Again, guys, this is how it looks when you walk in. I'm telling you guys, this is like one of the best apartments I have seen in all of Colombia. And again, for $30 a night, I'm not gonna complain. My girl is trying to play with the TV and shit like that. She has no idea how any of this stuff works. She has no idea how any of this stuff works. That's what you want, guys. You want a girl who's smart enough to cook, but dumb enough not to be able to work a TV. That's the perfect type of girl you want, you know? And she cost me like $350 a month, which is not bad. Pay her rent, pay her food for $350. Get to have her all to myself. No tattoos. Yes, she's a single mother. Surprise, surprise. It's Latin America. You know, if the bitch is over 16 here, she's gonna have kids. That's just how it is, dudes. Like, if she's decent looking and she's 16 or older, she's gonna have kids in Latin America. That's just how it goes, guys, okay? Look at the harbor. Look at how nice the harbor here is. You know, again, that's a cargo ship that was leaving here about an hour ago. Kinda reminds me a little bit of LA Harbor, except it's like 50 degrees warmer here. Like, see, it's not the heat per se, it's the humidity. Like, the humidity here makes Florida look good. That's how bad the humidity here is, you know? Oh, there's a plane coming. You guys can't probably see it, but there's a plane coming in. See, the plane is gonna come in. And that plane, again, guys, it's probably coming in from the USA or Europe. It's coming in from over there. It's gonna go over my house. Then it's gonna turn that way to land at the airport. So give it about a minute. You guys are gonna see the airplane coming in a view in about a minute. Yeah, they don't have, I don't think they have central, well, most places in Colombia, they have ACs like this, you know. I don't think they have like central heat, central AC or anything. Like, they probably don't even have heating because, you know, it doesn't get cold enough. It doesn't get cold enough to warrant, like in Medellin, they don't even have AC or a heater in Medellin because the weather is so perfect, you know. In Medellin, guys, if you rent a Airbnb in Medellin, make sure the Airbnb has access to a window, because a lot of Airbnbs, especially the cheaper ones, they might be nice to be in, but if it's located in an apartment where it doesn't have access to a window and there's no AC, which 99% of the time there ain't, it's gonna be very, very hot in there, guys. So if you ever rent anything off of Airbnb in Medellin, make sure that it either has window access or it has AC. But if you're gonna rent anything here in Cartagena, Barranquilla, Santa Marta, make sure you have an AC. Okay, let's see what airline this is. Avianca. So like I said, guys, they come from over there, they go over me, and then they make a U-turn, and then they head that way. Like over there, that's where the airport is. So, yeah, guys, I just wanted to give you a look at whatever the hell that is over there flying above us. Probably looking at us like a bunch of freaks. So, this is not bad, guys. Like, if you guys wanna come to Cartagena, take a boat out, fuck a few bitches,
For a weekend, Cartagena is not bad, guys, for a weekend. But yeah, living here long term, especially if you're like me, you hate the heat, you hate the humidity, Cartagena isn't for you guys. Anyways. Alright guys, I'll talk to you later. Peace out.